said the sovereign of Pishimu from Nevi'im. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi, Hilkach, Hilkos Agavosi. Has Rabbi Yossi not saying it over in his own name? He's saying it over in the name of Chagas Chai Malachai. So therefore, Mashmat, the Chashav of Shmua, therefore he says we should pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says enough to have four. But looks like Allah is not the way. Allah, we pass this all, you have to have five, but it says in our Mishnah. But you have to have five sign to be Chai of Rashi's Agais. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi ben Hukin is Aimer. Now, the Kama, he said what Kolshen, even if all five only give off a little bit wool, still there's a mitzvah Reshes Hageis. So the Gemara says, the Kama Kolshen, what means a little bit? So Omar Rav says, Mono Pras. That's to be a mon and a half. Rashi says, Hachemisha Kulim, if all five together give off one mon as a measurement, a weight of a mon and a half, that's enough to be Mechayiv. Obavad Shiyiyu, Michumashra, that all five have to give off something. Whereas a chol achas mem ah shiva sloyim ah the chetzah devil kule monopras shemona mayan. It has to be the monopras made up from all five equally. Like each five have to give off an equal amount to make up the monopras. But if one gives off less than its share, it's no good. Or Shmuel Amr Shmuel says shishim. Rashi, it has to be 60 sloyim, shishim sloyim. For noisin sel achas akayin. If you shear off 60 sloyim worth of wool, then there's a mitzvah to give one seller's worth to the kain. Yeah. Rabba bar vachonam Rabbi Yechanon, sheish lekain, chamisha viyachas loy. Because Rabbi Yechanon ma sheish sloyim heve kolshein. That the kolshein, the mishnah means you have 6 sloyim worth of the wool. V'yitem mihem chomei sloyim, that nam must listen. And yet the Yeshesh Lakoyin Chamishu V'yechadlo. Interesting. If you have 6 sloyim worth of wool, so then you have to give 5 sloyims worth to the Koyin, and you keep one. Ulam Reb Loza Kol Shein Chinina. No, Kol Shein means anything, any little bit. There's a mitzvah. Rashi Vefilu En Goizes Kulam Elaselach. Even if all 5 together only give you 1 seller's worth of wool, still there's a chi of Rashi's Agais. None learned in our Mishnah. The Kamen Noisin Loi. How much do you have to give the Kohen? It says Mishkal Chomish Loim. You have to give him the weight of 5 Sloim Biyuda. Shein Esos Sloim Megolov. That's 10 Sloim Megolov. Say this. Bishleima LeRav Reb Yechonon Nicha. According to Rav, Reb Yechonon is very good. Rashi says the Rav LeYamer Benesinas Kohen. Let's talk about how much you give to the Kohen Klal. Viklamem, you could say Do Nami Sriul Leid Noisin Mehanach Lamet Zayin Sloim. The Kohen Hay Sloim is good. Elul Lishmu Reb Loza Kasha. Rashi goes, they both say how much you give to the Kohen. Rashi says, the Yoma, they say, Noisin Silo the Kohen. Ayu Anan, Amishna says, Chomish Tanan. Ulul Anami, the Yoma, Kol Shein Kasha, the Mechitin the Kohen, Hei Sloyim. Kohen Tulut, Yechayim, Rashi's Gaz, any little amount of wool, how does the Mishnah say you have to give him 5 Sloyim's worth? You don't have that much wool altogether. So Mas Elul Lishmu Reb Loza Kasha. So Mas Elul Taimech, even according to your reasoning. Ule Rav Menicha is a good according to Rav also. Ivoma Rav Ushmuel. Vaha Rav Ushmuel, the Yamat of Rav, they both say, Rashis Hagez Beshishim. The Rashis Hagez is 60. Rashi says, Vachivan the Omar Shiva Ushloishim Sloyim, Vachati Chayovim Rashis Hagez, Emachmas Vachelis, Yebo, Tseimihem Chelik Samich, Motel Ushloishim Sloyim, will come out much more less than 5. You only have to give 1/60th of it. So how does the Mishnah say 5 sloim? You don't have that much. So when it says Itma law, we learned on this, Rav and Shmuel, the Yamat Havar, they both say, the Yisrael, sheyesh lo gizin harbe yaskinun. That's what we're talking about in the case where Yisrael has a lot of gaze. Where you have a lot, then there's the Mishnah to give 1/60th. Rashi says, the Olam reshes ha gaze b'shishim, bein l'rav l'mat. Yisrael has a lot of gizim. Yisrael is to give 1/60th for Rashi's Hageis. Now, if you had a lot of wool, that 1/60th of it is a lot. So you don't have to give it all to one kohen. And you want to give it to a lot of kohanim, you have to know, you have to make sure that each kohen gets at least 5 sloyim worth. That's fit for him to do it. That's pshat. Now that it says 5 and 60 is no stira. 1/60, that's how much wool you're supposed to take off to give to the kohen. Now, if 1/60 is a big amount, and you want to give to different kohanim, you'll have to give to different ones, but providing each one gets at least 5 sloyim worth, therefore there's no stira. Yes, yesh lo gizim habes kinen, o mevakesh little le kohen, v'yomalei ko chode v'chode, le titz le michomesh sloyim, each one can't get less than 5 sloyim. Gufo, we just say, Rav Shmuel Yom Tevayu, both Rav and both Shmuel both say that Reishis Hagez B'Shishim, that the mitzvah to give Reishis Hagez is 1/60. 1/60 of the wool that you shed off, that's what you have to give to the Kohen. You're holding the new pair here, Daf Kuf Lamed. Here, Mishnah says, Hazuraya v'Halachayayim v'Yakeva. These are the three things that you have to give to a kohen. It's called Matnas Kuna. On every animal, any regular behemoth chulin, so every Jew has to give away the Zuraya, that's the shoulder of the animal, v'Halachayayim, that's the cheeks, the two cheeks, v'Yakeva, and the stomach. So the Mishnah says, Noigim v'Oratov Chutzlorot. Whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in America, Chutzlorot, you have a chiyah to give this to the matnas kuna, to a kohen. Bifnei abayis, bizman we have the base to make the shenshle bifnei abayis, even bizman is there. There's a mitzvah to give these things to the kohen. Ba'chulin, with a regular behemah, chulin, avloi b'mukdoshim. It does not apply to a korban. By a korban, you do not have to give the zroi of lechiyah in the kohen. Let's say the korban shlomim, you do not have to give it to the kohen. Because really, shoyi b'din, the svar should have been Oma'im ha'chulin, madach ba'i b'heimet chulin, she'enon chayovim b'chazo v'sheik. You don't have the chiyuv to give, let's say, the breast and the thigh to the kohen. Like that korban shlomim, there's a portion of the kohanim which is the chazo and the sheik. So by regular b'heimet chulin, you don't have to give that to a kohen. Still chayovim b'matonos yimchuyiv though to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach. If so, Kodeshim by Korban, let's say by Korban Shlomim, Shechayovim b'chazor v'sheik, there is a mitzvah to give the breast and the thigh to the Kohen. So really, isn't it a svara to say Shechayovim b'matonis, that you should also have a chiyuv on every Korban, a Korban Shlomim even, to give the Zeroyah, Lechayim, and the Kohen to the Kohen? On this Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, Ve'eten oysom liyawin akoin labonov, o labonov lechoik oylam. Only what the Pasuk is talking about when it says V'yeten loy, V'yeten oitzam, Rashi says V'chazo v'shoiksiv. This is talking about a korban, that by korban shlomim the Pasuk says you have to give the chazo, the breast and the thigh to the kohen. So mashma oitzam, Rashi says mutehu. It means only this chazo v'shoikin. You only have to give of a korban shlomim only the breast and the thigh to the kohen. But v'loy dover achar, you do not have to give the Zerui L'chayim V'keva. So by a Korban, you don't have to give these Matana to the Kohen. But by regular Behemoth Chulun, you would have to. So it's a question, does the man of there, has anybody eat the cheeks or the tongue? It's a question, the tongue should also be part of the Matnas Kuna. I think the favorite pshat is that it belongs to a Goy. The Chi of Matnas Kuna is only if the animal belongs completely to a Jew. Usually today, there's always shutfis that the Goyim own the animals. We only like buy off the animal the kosher part that we can eat. But the rest of the animal or before, it belongs to the guy. Therefore, there's no chiyuv matanis today. But if a Jew owns his own animal and shechs it, he has a chiyuv to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the kever to the kohen. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, right, kol hakodeshim, any korban, shekodam mum kavua legdeshim, that before you went to be makdashit, there was a mum kavua. So in other words, this animal is not fit to be a real korban, or Kedushas Haguf. It's only Chal, then Kedushas Damim, like you only meant to give the value of it to Hegdish. And then the Niftu, then you appoint, you redeem it, you want to use, like you pay the value of it to Hegdish. So Rochu is Chayavim B'Bechayra. When this animal gives birth, the first one it gives birth to, it has a Kedushas Bechayra on it. Over Matonis, and when you shech this animal, you have a Chiv to give, there's Roy Lechayim B'Kayra to the Kayin. The Yotzim Mechunim, when you appoint this animal, the Pshat is it never had a Kedushas Haguf. Was never fit to be a korban, so it's never chalak duchess a guf. Therefore, when you redeem it now, it goes out completely lechulin,
lihigazeh, that you'll have to shear off the wool, or lahazeh, you'll have to work with it, we'll soon see lafuka the other way, we'll soon see, and v'lodon v'cholvon muta, you'll have to have anor from its fetus, from the baby it has, or from the chobon, from the milk of it, it's all muta. Muta liachat v'joinen, after you poider it, you'll have to use it like regular chulin, and therefore the ashecht and bachut potter, somebody shechtes the hema outside, he's potter even before he's poider it. If somebody shechts it outside, he's potter because it doesn't have any kedusha saguf. Yeah. Now, and also v'yeinos and tamura, this animal cannot make tamura because it doesn't have kedusha saguf. The yemeisel, let's say it dies, is yiftel, still you have a right to be poiter to redeem it because it only has the kedusha domim, nothing more. Chutz min ha-bechor u'min ha-maisa. The only animal is different if it, the animal itself was the bechor. Or the animal itself was a meiser, then the locher is, even though it has a mum on it, it still has its kedusha until you poider it. And then you could use it only like regular bali mumim, sheniftu. But a bechor and a meiser, they have the kedusha on it. She says, chus menachorim and a meiser, the yafagam, even though she called the mum lehegedation, there was a bali mum on it first, chalalem kedusha gemur lechol devrayim. They were just saying, they're not kosher mikorav. The bechor goes by you. Bechor, Rashi says, berech and tala rechmon. It came out of the mother, the womb first. Let's make a difference whether it's a tam or whether it's a baal mum. It has its kedusha. Just if it's a tam, it's kolav. If it's a baal mum, it's nechul akayim. Yeah. And Rashi says, the ma'aseh bein menam iksid bein ha'asiri yi akodesh that lo yivake bein toiv l'ra means toiv hainu toiv, ra hainu baal mum. Even though the animal has a baal mum, still, by Maisa, when you count it to number 10, the 10th one is Kaddish, even though it's a Baal Mum. And that one, if it has a Baal Mum, it can't be Makrovit, but it has the Kedusha on it yet. Now the Mishnah says, V'chol, what about other Kabbonis? V'chol, Shekodem Hagedation et Numen. That person, you are Makdish, has been made for Kabbonel, or Shlomim, it was Chal the Kedusha. And for later, a Baal Mum came upon it. Or a mum either kaidum legdation, or even before you were makdish, it only had a mum that's going to pass by, it had a cut that will heal up. So in such a case, it does not stop the kedusha, it's chal the kedusha saguf on it. Now, so once the kedusha was chal, only yacha mikan later, no let had mum kavua, later was chal, like a regular mum kavua on the behemoth. Then if then somebody's played to it, this is called regular kachim, it came about mum, shenifslu, that you were played on. Let's say it's a male or female, so it's, even though it has a kid later, the first one, it has no kedushas bechor on it. Or min ha-matonis, when you shech this psula mekdashim, there's no mitzvah to give it to a kain. V'yeinim yoytzim lechulin, and it doesn't, even when you do redeem it, it's not completely chulin, lihigazeis, you have no right to shear off the wool, for lehevad, by psula mekdashim, you have no right to work with them. And v'lod and v'chol ben osa, the baby that it has, or the milk that it has, it's osa. You only have a heter to eat it, that's all the ochla. But you have no right to do work with it or to shear off the wool. Liacha pidyonim, after you are paid to this, liacha pidyonim, after pidyonim, it's still osa all these things. V'ashrech to machut, if somebody shech to machut chayiv, it's ake chayiv. Rashi, could have preached to Liel, the Dukin Shabayin, because the Bijotan brother had only had a mum of Dukin Shabayin, it was only like a split in its eye, according to the Kiva Shita. So therefore, before you play to it, you shech to that side, Yibi Chayiv, has its Kedusha on it. And also, the Yasin Tamura, it makes Tamura this Behema. Yeah, and the Yemesa Yikru, if it dies, then you can't be played there anymore. These things, you can't be played there once they die. So, luckily, then you'll have to bury it. Rashi says, "Oy mishum either mishum to be the mother of a roch has to be standing to make her mother of a roch, or mishum the important of the kodesh machil mekulafim. Since it's dead, it's a nevela, you can't eat it. So you want to be poided just to give it to the dogs. You have no right to be poided to give it to the kulafim. So therefore, you can't be poided it, and therefore, it's yikru, you have to bury it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, time with the cause of rachmon oisam. Why do we say by korban?" There's no mitzvah matnas kuna l'zrael l'chayim l'keiva. Because the pasuk says oisim on the chazav v'sheik. For Allah talking without this, I mean, I would have to say, kochim chayevim b'matonis, yes, you have a chiyuv to give the zrael l'chayim l'keiva v'kor mishlamim. Gemara says, no, Ikur Mitzvah, they ask a question. Where do you want to learn it out from? From Chulin. I'll ask your question, now the Chulin Tekein Chiyazim de Bechoyra. A regular Behem of Chulin, its firstborn, has Kedushas Bechoyra on it. Mashen came by Korbin, even its firstborn has no Kedushas Bechoyra. But since it has no Kedushas Bechoyra, maybe there's no Matonis of Zerah L'chaim Bekeva. Gemara says, Tasim is Chulin, learn it out from Chulin. Chulin, a male chulin, that there also not that there's no kedushas bechor on a zochor can give birth, and still so by korban for sure this would be the mitzvah. So Moshe says no, malis chorim of chulin shekain chiyovim reishas hagez. Halacha is when you shear off the wool, you have to give reishas hagez. You have to give this matanah to a kain. Learn the parak later about this exactly how much wool, how much you have to shear off to give to the kain. A korban is the mitzvah reishas hagez. Rashi says kol hashana kishugayzis seino nos lekayin bevamurit, like we'll have later on. So this you don't have by a korban. You only have this by a chulin. Samura says mitayoshim from goats. Rashi says tayoshim schorim, goats, male goats. Anybody doesn't have loy bechorav reishas hagez, doesn't have any wool. A goat doesn't have wool. Samura says no malatayoshim. And once it's korban, there's no din ma'aseh be'emor on it. Someone says miskeinu. Learn out from older ones, that they don't have ma'aseh be'emor because we've already taken ma'aseh be'emor from them already. Someone says no, ma'alus keinu, shkeinichnos lo dilus asa, same thing. Even keinu also. In monashach, either you took it from already, or you can still take. Rashi's malus kainim, tayoshim is kainim chulin, bedinu sheikhim and tonis, kainim is lasasev. Tiyam, because still, there's a parasha maisa behemo. Either was taken already, or can still take it now. But by kotchim, there's no maisa behemo, maybe there's no matnas kuna. Gemara says, milakuach viyosim. I'll learn it from a case where you bought a behemo chulin of somebody else. So there's no mitzvah maisa behemo. If you buy 10 taloyim from the shuk yipota, it's only what grows in what's born by you. Its mother died b'shach when it was born. So more we had also it's potter. It can't have any kedusha since it's not real to have kedusha. It has no ma'ase beim reader. That's a yosim. At the same time it was born, its mother died. So these two have no dechulin, they have no reishis hagez zochor, and they have no ma'ase beima. So I learn out kotzim and kavuchemer from these two. So when it says no, mala lakech v'yosim shkenichnosim b'minon ledir l'saser, even though they themselves can, but another type of an animal like its type, whether it's a tayish, whether it's a goat or not, doesn't make a difference. But this type does go in Ladir L'Saser. So again, there's some difference here. That the min of it, the goats of it, do have Maisa Behema. Samara says, the min in Kamrit, the Mosad, yes, the question about the min, that it has a shame goat on it, is so Kotchim Nami, the min in Nechnosim Dir L'Saser. Any type of a korban, you made it from an animal. Now that animal, that min, that species, also has the ma'ase behemah to it. So if I learn out kotchim from a yosim or from a lakuach. Now let's see it. So that's pshat. Without the posik, I would have thought to say that kotchim is a kal v'choymit, chayiv and zrev l'chayim v'keva, we learn it out from a lakuach and from a yosim. So commands from the posik, no, osam, oisam, that a korban is only mechuyiv and the sheik and the chazor and nothing else. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, so, now let's say the opposite way. V'yehulin chayotim b'chazor v'sheik. I should say now that a behemoth chulin should be chayiv b'chazor v'sheik mekal v'choyma. Or ma kotchim, shein chayotim b'matonis. Ma duch kotchim is not chayiv v'zor l'chay mekeva. Still chayotim b'chazor v'sheik is so chulin, a behemoth chulin, which is shechayotim b'matonis. On a behemoth chulin, you have the mitzvah to give the zor l'chay mekeva to the kain. isn't the sword to say shechayev mechazav shaita should be chiyev on every behemoth chulin also to give the breast and the thighs to the kohen. On this amakor, the pasuk says no. The zeyia mishpat hakahanim zein midachrin eloi says this and nothing else. That she says the matonas chulin. It says zeyia the dov means dov is zeynoi bchulin. But talks about the chazor, the zoyel, the chayim, the kevo. Only these things. Ze only these things. You have to give and nothing else. Samar says, "El time of the kosher rachmon is there." Why do we say that a behemus chum? There's no mitzvah of the chazor b'shoyek. The pasuk says there. Holav hoch. The pasuk wants to say the word there. Halamin, I would have thought to say chulin chayov and chazor b'shoyek. You want to tell me then that even a behemus chulin wouldn't have the chiyuv to give the thigh and the breast to the kohen? So next question: why? I have a boy tenufa, but the chazor b'shoyek, the Torah says the parasha of tenufa says that you have to lift it up and wave it, and that you don't do by a behemoth or chulin. The Rashi says, "Chazor b'shoyek siv tenufa fnei Hashem." You have to lift it up in front of Hashem. So, how could you do it? More ask the question: Heichlin linufino? How could you lift it up? If you do it outside, like it's a behemoth chulin, you can't bring it inside. So if you do it chutz le'azorom, the pasuk says, "No, lifnei Hashem siv." It has to be in front of Hashem. Mashmi, you have to make the tenufa in front of Hashem. Here you don't have it. Ever my what e gavoy? Maybe you do it when it's outside. You'll let the behemoth stand outside, and you'll lift it up there. If the mara e agavoy come, the e agavoy means inside. The first one e abroy means outside. Says the pesach the inside. E agavoy ever my bring it inside. Then some bring the behemoth chulin inside. So this is no, that you can't do either. Komaya chulin lazor. You bring it in chulin lazor. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, "Midi d'lo yisada b'tzora gavoya." You're not allowed to bring it inside the azara. So that's why a behemoth chulin without a pasuk cannot have the chazor b'shoyek. Hilchach lo yefsha. So pshita, there's no mitzvah to give it by behemoth chulin. If so, el zeh lomli. What only the pasuk to say zeh? Only the zeh l'chayim nekev. Like what else? Samara says, "Likur achiz." Only for achiz is halacha. The yom of achiz says, "Hamazik matnas kula." If somebody is mazik, the matnas kula means before you give it to a kohen, you throw it into the fire or you throw it into the yam, you mazik it. Or else somebody comes and eats it. Like you have this royal lechayim that cave you set aside, you want to give it to a kohen, and either the yon or somebody else comes and eats it, or and mazik it. So lochu is potter mul shalom. He's potter from paying back. That's what chizus halacha. Now gufa, what did we just learn? Omer Chizah says, "Hamazik matnas kuna." Somebody's mazik it, you burn it. Or shochlen potim l'shalim. My time. What's the reason? Why should it be potlo? Who you mazik somebody? Once you have to pay. See, boy, son, one teres says the chiz zeh. There's the posik zeh. Rashi says the mashma b'yodim kayomis chayiv litnon. When do you have a chiz to give it to the kohen? When it's here. Avul einon kayom. Let's say something happened. It was not here anymore. You were mazik it. You ate it. Lechayev akos ben tashlum. The Torah doesn't say you have to pay. That's the mitzvah of zeh. Zeh means the mitzvah is only when it's here. If it's not here for any reason, then you don't have to worry about paying it. That's one reason of Rav Chisda. The boy is saying another teretz is mishum dehevel lei momim shein lei tovim. It's called momim shein lei tovim. Rashi says ein lei bailim. There's no owner to claim the money. Sheyuchol letavei bedin. Any kohen that will come to the mazik, come to the bailim, he has the right to say, "Listen, I wouldn't have given it to you. I would have given it to somebody else." So there's no kohen, there's no owner that could come and claim it. But since there's no tevin, that's why you parted from paying. That's a slow roll over. Mom and Shem le'tevin. Another question. Maybe we have a question. It says the zayir mishpat hakahanim. This is the mishpat hakahanim. Melamed shamatonis din. They say this that you have to give this real lechayim v'kev, you have to give it to matonis. It's called the din. Rashi says that dayinon nizakakin dayonim anazakim lehem loitzim adayonim mizbezin the force of the kan the yisraelim to give it to the kohen. So the chur alma, what do we see? Rashi says kohen rishon atayim loitzim yaday. The first kohen that comes and says give it to me, you'll have to give it to him. And so it's a kashin of chizur. He says matnas kuna yipota cause ein loitayim. Why is ein loitayim? Here we dash in Malamid Shamatan is din. Shemur says Lamai Hilchos. So what do you mean to say it's a din? Rav doesn't mean to say Loitzim B'dayonim. That if a Bezdin would, if a Kohen would come to Bezdin and say, I want this Yisrael to give me his matonis, he would have to. You see the chutz din? It is called Yesh Kaitaizim. Someone says, no, that's not what it means. It means, lechol kon b'dayonim. That's what it just means. To divide them up. Rashi says, dayonim oimu leli Yisrael. Lezeh tein hamatonis shu chover. V'yatitin lezeh shu amoritz. Just means Bezdin sometimes will tell you to which type of a Kohen you should give it to, and to which not. Or could have Shmuel ben Nachmeni, the Yomer of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Yomer Rabbi Yenisin, Minan had a note to say, Shei Noisnin Matona Lekoyin Amoritz. You know what I give a Matona? To a Koyinus and Amoritz. You know what the Pesach says, Vayom Elom, Liyoshu Yushalayim, Losseis Monat Lekahanim, Ule Levim, Laman Yechosku B'Toros Hashem. Supposed to give them Matonis Nura, they'll be Mechazik in Toros Hashem. So we dash in kol ha-machzik, but there is a shemeni koin. That's a machzik, that's a tamachochem that does the mitzvahs. Yesh loy monas. He's the one he's supposed to give the matana to. But the shemeni machzik of Hashem, a koin that's a machzik of Hashem, ain't loy monas, he doesn't get a portion. So that's the pshat in the pasuk of Zeh. That means the Yonim Bezdin tells you which koin to give it to and which koin not to give it to. There are different halachas, which one yes, which one not. So it says, Tashma coming here. Says he read the Ben Masei Roimer Mishpat, the Pesach says Melamed comes to teach us Shehamaton is Din, that the Matonis is called a Din. Again, Yochlai would have said to say Afilu Chazov Eshoik Din, that even the Chazov Eshoik is also called a Din. That's not the Matonis of a Chum, that's Matonis of a Korbin. Tamlema says the word Zeh, no, only the Matonis of Chum of Zeroyim and Chayim and Kaiba, that's called Din and not Chazov Eshoik. That's what this verse says. Now let's see, Lamai, what are we talking about? You learn if you want to tell me lechokai to teach us which coin we should give it to lechokai b'dayanim. So what should be the difference? Alter chazor v'shoik la b'dayanim mechleku. Like doesn't also tell you who you should give the maton of the chazor v'shoik of the korban to? It also has to only be to a chosh of a coin, not to an amoritz. So how could you make a difference? El Allah isn't it talking about this Christ to this din that was saying that Matanis have a din to it, Loitzi b'dayanim. Meaning if a Kohen comes and claims it, Bezdin would give it to him. So this halach is only by this Zeroyim v'Chayim v'Kaveh by a korban, by a chulin, and not by a korban. But again, the kashrus you see here, by a behemoth chulin, it's a din that we have a right, Bezdin has a right to go collect it. Muslims like, no, again, Hawk reminds me, no, we're talking about over here, the Osul Liyodu. We're talking about now that the Kohen received it already. It already came to the Kohen. Rashi says, I'm asking the author Liyode the Kohen. The Yachakach Gozdom, then somebody else stole it from the Kohen later. So that's called real Mamash Yesh Lotayvim. Because once the Kohen was Echrin it already, it's Mamashes. That's what the verse we're talking about over here. So I'm asking the author Liyode. So I'm asking the question, no. Yid the author Liyode, if the Yisrael already gave the Matana to the Kohen, so I'm asking the question, Malamein, what do you have to tell me for? Pshita, of course it is. Tavada it is. Why not? Samar says the Chiddush is the Yos Liyode b'Tevlayu. Talk about that the Yisrael gave it in when it was still like Tevel. They didn't take off. They didn't take off the true Masamaisis yet. So they loved after by our Matonis here. We're talking even by Truma. So. The Yosli Dabit of Layu. Oksover Haitano, that Matana Shaloi Humu is Kimi Shuma Damian. Even though you weren't Mafra Shuma yet, it's considered like it was taken off already. Rashi says, Kimi Shuma Dami, Vezocha Ben Be Matanis Sheshovim Acholakanim, Mehani Sechia, Im Kodam, Avachazor Vishok Einu El Yese Beisav Lemhani. That's the Chiddushia. Could even be that Israel Chaim Vekevo. Let's say Yisrael gave the whole animal to the Kohen, or the Kohen took the whole animal. So he has the right to keep it. He only eventually has the right to get the Zerah L'Chaim V'Keva. That's the Chiddush, that even though he gave it to him, but to Vlayi when it was all together, still this Kohen is Zerahin it already. Mashenkin by the Zerah V'Lechayai, by the Chazor B'Shoik, which is that not. By the Chazor B'Shoik, Enim El Yosef B'Shoik, it belongs to that B'Shoik, to nobody else. Yeah. That's the Chiddush over here. That when the Kohen received the B'Tevlayu, it wasn't
separated yet, still he has a right to keep it. Tashma, come in here. Says Bal Habayis, show you over me mokum lemokum. While a bus is traveling from place to place, over me mokum lemokum. V'tzarech lita leket shechotayim ha'isaroni. And like he doesn't have money, he's traveling now, he's on the road, and so he has nothing to eat, he's like a poor man. Rashi says, Bal Habayis, there really was an usher. He was a rich man at home. Sha'ivim makla makam, so lita v'nisal l'mazayim is now on the road, he doesn't have any money with him. So now he has a right to take leket shecha like other aniyim, since right now he's called an ani. So that's called Bal Habayis, sha'ivim that was traveling from place to place. The tzarech lita, he has to take leket shecha peya, or ma'isar ani. So likely, he has a right to take it now. So when he comes back home, so then Yishalom will have to pay back, because when he gets back home, then he's called rich, he'll have to pay back. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? For you see, the first one, he has a right to take it. So it says, when he comes back, he has to pay back. Who do you have to pay back to? Someone said, the first oni that comes to you. So you see, like by Matnas Aniyim, it is called Yesh Lo Tovim. So who are the Matnas Kuna? Dibur Reb Elezer. So most Amar Chizur says, no, Midas Chassid Shonokan, Yikra Din Yepota. It's only if you're Chassid you pay back, because otherwise it's called Mamin Shon Lo Tovim. It's only Musa the Chassid is to pay back. Chassid Shonokan. Amar Rova, Tona, Tony Yishalin, no, the Brisa says you have to pay back. The Yad, the Mat, you're telling me this Chassidus doesn't make sense, Shonakan, if I'm Midas Chassidus. It's Mashu Mikodin, you have to pay back. That's one question. For Yad, secondly, Midi Rebbe Lezer, Lekum Velesev. Like, what do you have to catch him from Rebbe Lezer for? He's only a Yochid. What do you have to catch him from him? Rashi, Misav, Midi Rebbe Lezer, Kamoisev. The question is, do you think we're the kasha from Reb Lezer that you have to mitzin lemeim with Reb Chizda Meshani Yolo Midas Chassidus Shonakan? No, we're asking the question from the Rabbanin. Verses like this: Meleilam the Rabbanim Oisiv Yolo Meshani Reb Chizda. Yeah. So verses rather the other Reb Lezer the Lakeim list of why you have kasha from Reb Lezer should have brought a proof from the Rabbanin. So there's no kasha. Ela rather mis safe. Where's the question from the safe? It's like this. The safe says like this. The chachamam nechom say oni hoye b'yosei shor. No, at the time when he went around collecting, he was an oni. So at that time he had a right to eat it. So if he has a right to keep it, he doesn't have to. Even when he comes home and he's rich again, he doesn't have to pay back. Or the is why time of the oni who only because he was poor at that time. Ho osher, if he was rich at the time and he took it, mishalim, he has to pay back the money to the aniim. Question is, am I? Why? Lehevi kemazik matnas kun. Let it be the same din like Chizda said before. If you mazik matnas kun, you should be potter. Sakam over here, if you mazik the matnas aniyim, do you say you have to pay back? Let it be like you mazik matnas kun or oishochlam or you eat it. And the straw before was you potter from paying because it's called momim sheng letayv. Nobody could ask you for it. So it should be the same here by aniyim also. There's no one that can come and ask you for it. Whoever wants it, you always start giving it to somebody else. So on this, Omer Chizur, Chizur says, Erechnami, Midas Chassidus Shonokan. It's only Midas Chassidus to say that if you were an usher, you'd have to pay back. Because Mikra didn't, even though you were an usher at that time, you would not have to pay back. Because it's called Amam and Shem Letayvin. Even though you're not supposed to take the Leket Shechem Paya, but if you did take it, it's the same aloch of Yimazik, Matnes Kuna, that your potter. With the same aloch of Yemazik Mat Nesaniyim, also you'll be potter. It's only Midas Chassidus to pay back. Tashma, come in here, says Minayin, how do we know the Bal Habayis? She'ochol peiros of tefillin. The Bal Habayis eats his peiros when it's still tevil. Yeah. Let's say he ate it. Let's just worry, he's stealing the matonis. So it says like this. The same thing in Levi, without first taking off Trumas Maisa. How do we not say that the potter from paying back to Kain the Truma that they ate? Tamlam, the Pasuk says, Lo Yichalu as Kretcher B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yirimu. Is Ein Lecho Ben Ele Mishas Aroma V'Yelech.
the Kohanim only have a right to receive it after Hayom, after they received it. But if somebody was masik it from them before they received it, they're potter. Mashma ha-mishas Hayom v'yelech mi-mishalim. But it's mashmir though, that once you are mafresh it though, once you set aside this to be truma, and then somebody is masik it, then you would have to pay. The question is again, am I? Lehevi kemazik matnas kuna shoklan. Let it be like stamp somebody's matik matnas kuna, the chidda says he potter. So also, even after the Yisrael was mafresh the truma, why if he eats it? Is he chayef to pay if he burns his matik? And why is he chayef to pay? It should also be called mamashen letayvim. So Mar says in Chanami, Yochanami also the Yosli Yadabat of Layu. We're talking about now that he already received, the claim received it already, when he was still Tevel. Oksavristan holds again, Haitana Matana Shlahuma Kemishu Madami. It's called Kemishu Madami. So it's treated already like the claim really received it already. So it's his. Therefore, once it's his, now somebody eats it, somebody's mazik at the bottle, I'll have to pay back the claim. But otherwise in Chanami, before it belongs to the claim, in Chanami, that's the halacha, that matnas kuna and matnas the truma is called, or matnas aniyim is called mamashem letovim. Therefore, if somebody's mazik here, it will be potter from paying back. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here.